prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 January 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. And what's on my mind, we're going to be in the office tomorrow, as normal, between 9 and 4 Eastern. Now, we're expecting a fairly good-sized storm here tomorrow. So if the weather gets too nasty, I'm going to let everybody go home early. So if you want to call tomorrow, you might want to call as early as possible because they're expecting up to 8 inches of snow here tomorrow, which is a pretty good-sized storm for us, actually. So tomorrow morning we'll be in the office. I start at 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll talk to you, take your orders, whatever you want to do. If you want to give donations, we'd appreciate it. But you can call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you don't have long distance. If you do, please call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448, if you wouldn't mind doing that. I appreciate it. I really would. And prayer question tonight for Stan Deo. Now, if you listen to my program and many other broadcasts, you know who Stan Deo is. I contacted Stan today. I want to do a radio broadcast with him. He's going to have surgery in the morning. He has a stone in somewhere in one of his tubes for drainage, and he's going to have it taken out. So keep standing your prayers. It's not necessarily a complicated surgery, but going into a hospital day, folks, is something nobody looks forward to with the way things are now. So keep standing your prayers, please. Please do that. And I'm going to make an offer tonight that I think goes together very, very well. And I think, folks, if you'll take my word for this and get this material I'm going to offer you, I think you'll find it worth your while. If you don't find it worth your while, tell me and I'll give you money back to you. I'm just asking for enough paid postage anyway. As I mentioned already, I did put together a 14-page article on Omicron, what the name Omicron means. And my friends, you've got to see it to understand it. You just can't listen to what the news says and go along with it. It doesn't mean, it's not just another name made up out of thin air. Omicron means something. 14-page long article to prove that, and I'm going to add one more to it. An article that I think is very scary, but it comes from Natural News, and I truly do believe that Mike Adams is a very good source. 10 men will die per day within a year or so with the vaccination going out at this current rate. 10 men a day will die. They're shooting for the other side, shooting for somewhere between 3.5 to 4 billion people being killed. So, I'm not making this up. This is a 14-page article to prove what I'm saying. You get both of those. 28 pages of information that you've got to have to understand what's happening. Plus, I'll send you the latest teaching I just did. A very important teaching, I do believe, folks. I truly believe this. I wouldn't say it. What the jab has to do with the mark of the beast. The jab and the mark of the beast, my friends, is so important you know this. I played a video for you last week, a 12-minute video from a lady explaining what the jab does and how it takes the name of your creator out of your system. But the jab puts in another link in your DNA. Could that be the name of the beast or the number of his name, as Revelation 13 says? This video, folks, is very important. DVD or CD, but I recommend DVD because there's a video on there. I'll give you all three of those if you want them. The Omicron, explanation of the word Omicron. The 10 million per day dying from the vax, according to Mike Adams, in the very near future. And the video for $20, all of them. If you'll call tomorrow and order it, or just let us know, we'll definitely want you to get it, folks, and make copies of all of them. They're not copyrighted. Make copies of them, share them with anybody you want to, because this is information that we must see to understand where we're headed. 2022 is going to make 2021 look like a fun picnic. Oh, I pray I'm wrong on that, but in my spirit, I know I'm not. I said back at the beginning, 2021 is going to be rougher than 2020. I'm telling you now that 2022 will be a lot rougher than 2021. Now, I wish I had time to share all this with you, but I don't. I have information come to me in different places. I don't put on the air a lot because I don't like putting out things that I can't substantiate. But the sources I have are good. I will tell you this, that Russia and America are already shooting each other in their airplanes. There's a war going on between the air forces right now on the Ukraine border. There's already a war started, folks, a shooting war between Russia and America. It could escalate any time. Now, this could all be tied into what's coming up in 2022. I don't know. But I will tell you as a believer, as a friend, as a pastor, and as a Christian brother, prepare yourself spiritually. Get on your knees and make sure you're right with our Savior. Ask Him for direction. Don't hesitate. Get up and move. He will steer you. But even God can steer a parked car. Get up and move and let Him steer you where He wants you. Have faith that He'll move you in the right direction. Don't walk in fear. Walk in faith, but with purpose. Make decisions, make them now, and move. 2020 is going to be a tough year, my friends. And I don't see it getting any better in the future, to tell you the truth. Maybe by the grace of God, something will be delayed. But in my spirit, I sense it's not going to be delayed. Judgment on America has already started. And church, if you're the true church of the living God, persecution is coming our way. It's already started all over the globe. It's going to start here, too. Our guest tonight is a gentleman I had on some months ago. I met him in Missouri this past August. I can't believe August has been so long ago already. We're out in Missouri. Had a wonderful time. Boy, the weather out there was steaming hot. I have to say that for sure. But this gentleman had a table right across from ours. His name is David Heavener. He is involved in a lot of things, making documentaries, making movies. He's acted in movies. He's done a lot of things in the past. And doing a lot more in the future. He's told me the other day he purchased a fairly good-sized empty church building built back in 1884, I think it was. 16,000 square foot of church building he's going to use to make his current movie he's working on right now called The Evangelist. And David Heffner, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Butch, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, and it's good to have you. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us tonight.
You're welcome, brother. It's good to be here with like-minded people,
Amen.
With God's people, God's elect. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, that's perfectly fine. It's my honor. And you tell your pretty wife we said hello to when you get a chance. She was a sweetheart. Got to meet her out in Missouri also. She was a very nice, nice lady. I don't know how you got her. She's prettier than you are.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes God will bless his people, even though people like me don't deserve it. God says, I'm going to throw you a bone on this one, though. And you're right. I mean, she's not my better half. She's my only half, you know, if we're judging from a carnal standpoint, you know.
I understand how you feel completely. But, David, it's good to have you tonight. I mean that. And before we get started, because I know we have a lot of new listeners who haven't heard you before in this program, tell the folks about David Heffner, what he does, where he come from, what did you do as a young man, how did you get involved in making films? Tell us about David.
Yeah, but I come from Nashville, Tennessee. I was a songwriter. I wrote songs for Marty Robbins, Billy Crash Craddock, Christy Lane, a lot of old-time country music stars. I was fortunate enough to have some hit records, but But God spoke to me and he said, I want you to go to Hollywood. Well, I thought God wanted me to go to Hollywood to pitch my songs to movies. And so I went out there trying to pitch them to films, and nobody wanted my music, but they somehow thought I was an actor. So they wanted me, they told me to audition. I said, well, I can't act. And I thought, well, you know what? I'll just do an impersonation of Clint Eastwood, you know? And so I did. I did an impersonation of him. At that time, Dirty Harry is big. And so I just said, I know what you're thinking, punk. Did he fire five shots or only four when in the midst of all this confusion? Go ahead and make my day. So anyway, I did that, and they thought I was an actor, and they cast me in a movie. And then from that, I started directing, producing, writing. So to date, I've done over 50 films. And then about 10 years ago, God spoke to me, and he said, now it's time to move into the ministry full time. So I thought God wanted me to go start a church, and so I did. I went to school, got out, started a church, and about halfway through me growing this church, I had a pretty good size, about 100 people. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm building my church. He said, yeah, you're building your church. You ain't building mine. I said, well, what God do you want me to do? I don't understand. He says, well, I want you to start telling the truth. I said, start telling the truth? Now, you have to remember, Pastor Butch, at that time, I thought Joel Osteen was you know, one of the top 10 preachers out there, you know, so you knew where I was, right?
Right, right, right.
I was in the middle of your best life now. And so the Holy Spirit showed me that I wasn't preaching truth. I was preaching a Candyland, cotton candy Jesus. And so I got up that next morning, and I stood up in front of the congregation. My wife and kids were on the front row. I'll never forget. And I said, you know, there's a lot of people in this world going to hell. And they said, amen, amen. And I said, well, I said, a lot of them are right here in this room. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop.
Mm-mm.
You could have heard a pin drop. My wife, her jaw hit the floor. My kids kind of looked over their shoulder and thought, my dad is on drugs. What's wrong? Pastor Butch, I'm the only preacher that can take a congregation from 100 down to 7 within 3 months. And I should get an award for that, because people didn't stick around. 3 months later, I sat at a table. That was my whole church with 7 people. And
you know, brother, I don't want to challenge you with that, but I think I could pretty much keep up with you for a little bit on that.
Oh, okay. Well, I forgot who I'm speaking to. You're absolutely right.
We have had hundreds come through, and about 10 have stayed.
Put exactly. That way. Well, yeah, well, my motto is I'd rather defend God and offend people, okay?
Amen.
I will defend God, and by doing, the Bible Scripture talks about this in a different way. When you defend God and the things of God, you're offending people. Jesus said, they hated me, they'll hate you too. So I started combining my talents of filmmaking in with this new church that I've started, which is online, which is making videos and building a channel, DavidHebner.tv. So in other words, I brought my talent of media, God did, into the ministry. And so this is what I'm doing now, making, I've got over 600 videos on YouTube. We have about 100,000 subscribers, and I got thousands of people on Roku, on DavidHebner.tv. And, of course, we're making The Last Evangelist. So this is where I am now, Pastor Butch. This is my church.
Okay. Well, you know, brother, I didn't get to talk to you a lot out there. We got to meet a little bit, and I got to look at some of your material. And I was a little bit amazed at how much you've done with your life and how far you've come. You started out, you said you wrote some songs for Marty Robbins, one of my favorite singers of all, and songs like El Paso and everything. But you've had a substantial career, but a very unique career in the sense that you've moved from songwriting now to making movies for the glory of God. That's quite an advance.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is I went from music to movies, but what was really the interesting part is I went from movies to a movement, and that movement is God. Because I realized Doesn't matter what you do in life. You can have the greatest career in sports, songwriting, whatever. But if you don't have God in it, and if God is not building that house, okay, then you don't have anything. You just have what's here in this life. So God told me, he said, I want you to take what I've allowed you to do, which is film and music, and incorporate it into getting the word out in these last days. And this word, and you know, Pastor Butch, because you said, we talked off the air, people think 2021 was bad. Wait till they see 2022. They haven't seen anything yet.
Amen.
So our job is to get out, wake up, watch, and warn people. Wake up, watch, and warn. Ezekiel, I don't want anyone's blood on my hands. I'm going to tell everybody. That way, at least, if they won't listen, at least I'll be saved, right?
Well, you know, we say that, and we really do mean it. I mean, but we still kind of say it lightly because the seriousness of the situation, I don't think any man or woman can comprehend how serious it is to lose a soul. I mean, Christ has a soul worth more than the whole world. But our mind can't go that big. But it is absolutely the most precious thing that a man has to lose or gain for eternity, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe we're in a day, this is just what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart. We're in a day now, of course we have the altar calls. Of course we want to bring people to Christ, and we do our best. But we're in a day now where God's elect, God wants us to go out and wake up his elect. Okay, a lot of them have fallen asleep. There's some that don't even know they belong. Their book is name is in the book of life. But now he's calling out and he's saying, bring my people in. It's time to bring them in. The Titanic is taking its final dive. This is the lifeboat. And so this is where I am, Pastor Butch. And it used to be come accept Christ. And it is, and it always will. But now it's wake up. Wake up and understand Christ has accepted you. If you're a chosen one. And so that's my message now, is that people are anointed. If you're a child of God, you're anointed. Everyone is. You were anointed before you were born. But the question is, what were you appointed to do? We're all in God's army. You have a post you need to man. You need to get to work. And let's get it done.
Well, you know, I heard a preacher one time say, made a lot of sense to me. He said, you know, in Christ, it's not that big a deal. The big deal is, does he know you?
Amen.
In Matthew
Amen.
7, Matthew
That's right.
7, he says, of those who did all the good works, I never knew you. Depart from me. I don't know who you are. You raised the dead, you healed the sick, you fed the hungry, but I had no idea who you are. So it's not us knowing him, it's him knowing us. And that's so important. So now, your latest adventure, if I understand right, you're making a movie.
Yes, I'm making a TV series. It's called The Last Evangelist. I wrote it 3.5 years ago before any of this nonsense was happening. And it was about the government shutting down the church because they weren't regulated. And it was about a virus and a vaccine. And I'm telling you the truth. That it'll come out in 60 days. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Now you started 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you thought
it was science fiction.
And you happen to think about you happen to write about a virus. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah, you know, it was the hand of God that wrote the script, because I wrote it overnight, woke up in the middle of the night and wrote it. And I showed it to people. They really liked it, but they said, oh, this is futuristic. And well, now they look at it and go, it's historical, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, I play a cop. My job is to bust underground churches until I hear God's voice. He says, why are you persecuting my people? Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and so I don't know who God is, but I want to know. So with the Bible in one hand and a gun in the other, I set out to seek the truth. You know, a lot of times we think as Christians we have to have it all together, or even, I know it's going to sound radical, but I'm not sure you even have to be a Christian to go seeking truth. As a matter of fact, most of the time you're not a believer until you start seeking truth, if that makes any sense. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeking truth. So this guy is not a believer, but he's believing that he's been sold a bill of goods, that the deep state, the one world religion, is counterfeit. So he knows that's not right. So he says, well, if that ain't God, I want to go find God. And so that's what he's doing. And so through that, he has to deal with this vaccine. They have, the virus, the vaccine. Then it deals with the insertion, which is Mark of the Beast and cashless society. So it goes through all of these phases through the episodes.
And how long a series would this be, you think?
Well, we've got six episodes. I'm hoping it'll be like Gunsmoke. We can take 20 years on this. Because, look, the truth is, man, I just, something happens, I'll go out and film it. Because you know there's going to be some crazy stuff happening here.
Oh, I guarantee
you. You can't write a script what's getting ready to happen, you know?
So the movie is going to be church persecution centered. Is that about right?
Yeah, exactly. And if people want to know more about it, Pastor, they can go to lastevangelist.com and they can sign the newsletter so we can notify you when it's going to come out, which it'll be out March 1st. Or if you'd like to get involved and donate, you can donate for special thanks, so you can get a walk-on role, or you can even become a producer. That's how we're funding it. We're not going to Hollywood. We're funding it amongst God's people. But it's about the persecution that is coming, the persecution that is already here. A lot of people don't even know. But it's about the coming persecution and how it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. And people need to see this series, because it's going to enlighten them of what's really going on and what's really happening.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard of Pastor Arthur Pulaski in Canada. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I interviewed him. I had him on the show.
He's arrested again just a couple of days ago.
Well, he's up in Canada. I mean, yes, Canada, these people have gone insane up there.
They have. And that's, you know, but we look at it and say, that's Canada or that's Mexico, but that's us, too. It's coming down our road very quickly. That's coming down our road.
If you want to, I tell people, you want to see, you want to look in the mirror and see a picture of yourself, look at Canada, because that's where we're going to be.
Yeah,
oh,
you're right.
Oh, well, we have a constitution. Oh, well, we have the right to pack arms. Oh, well, we have, you know, freedom of speech. Oh, well, I think you're living in la-la land, because I don't go by the constitution. I go by God's constitution, which is the Holy Scripture. God breathed. It's God's message to us. And if you want to know what's going on, just read Matthew 24. It'll give you a quick glimpse.
Amen. I absolutely will, and you know, and I'm not trying to arouse any tempers here, but the Constitution compared to God's Word is nothing but a dead piece of paper. Without God, there's nothing in it. The Constitution is meaningless. What we're going to live to see is the law system Christians believe in, should be living with, is the Word of God, and if we would do that, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place.
Well, yeah, because there's too many Christians, if they open their mouth at all, Pastor. There's too many Christians trying to stand up for America and stand up for the Constitution.
There you go.
And yet they put God at the back of the bus, you know. And I tell my wife years ago, I said, this Make America Great Again stuff is fine. If at first you're making God great again first, that's number one.
Amen.
Then you can start working on your country. But don't try to do it from the outside in. That ain't going to work.
Well, it is a time when we should be looking inside first, in our own hearts, our own minds, and what we need to clean up in our lives in order to glorify God, and then reach out to others and prepare ourselves. You know, right now the church should be coming together as a strong community, and I mean that's when we should be right now the strongest as a body of Christ. But we know the enemy is going to do its best to keep dividing us, and it could even shut us down to the point that we can't communicate. You know, that can happen also. They cut off electricity, cut off our cell phones, shut down our automobiles. We may not be able to even communicate before this year's over. So to fellowship together, they shut the churches down, you know, a year ago, and most of the churches obey because the governor said stay home. If that's all it takes to keep the church shut down, well, how much hope do we have in the future for those churches who won't even stand up and because of fear of a virus and a governor's order?
right. Most of these churches, Pastor Butch, I'm going to say something very, very, it's very risky what I'm saying, but I really mean it. Most of these churches are just country clubs. They're corporations. They're businesses.
That's true.
They're
That's
part
true.
Of the church system. Okay? Now, when I say most of them, not all, but most of them. That's why you saw them cave. That's why you saw them give in. You shouldn't be surprised because, hey, what does Paul talk about? You know, look at Thessalonians, look at Timothy. He goes over and over again, in the last days, people will be lovers of themselves. I mean, he'll lay the whole thing out. False prophets came out from among us. I mean, they came out from the church. These are the false prophets. They turned their back on the truth. Folks, you know, it's funny because we look at, we read the Bible where it says they turned their back on the truth. Oh, the world should be ashamed. No, this is the church. The church turned. You can't turn your back on something you don't even know exists.
Amen.
You have to at one time know something, which is the truth, in order to turn your back on it. So people understand that in these last days, you're going to see more of it. Not only are they going to keep turning their back on the truth, they're going to side with the dark side, with the Luciferian government. They're going to team up with them and be part of this hell on earth. And people have to know what's going on.
Well, who had Christ crucified in the scriptures? Who was it that had him crucified? It was a so-called church of the day. I mean, these people went
right.
to church every Sabbath day. They went through the sacrifices. They went through all the motions. But Christ was God was not with them. He removed his spirit from them many years before that. And the sad part is, Brother David, they didn't even miss him. They thought they were serving him. They mocked his son. They had his son crucified. Has used civil authorities to punish his son. Why do we think the modern day church today won't do that to us?
Oh, they'll do it in a heartbeat, and they are doing it. They are doing it. See, here's the thing, Pastor. When a church adheres to the law of anything other than God, okay, they're doing that to us. They're hurting the body. So that when they shut churches down and they open them back up as jab junctions, as I call them, they inflicted pain upon the body of Christ. You know, so they're doing it to us now. Anytime someone doesn't stand up for God and speak the truth, they're hurting the body.
Amen.
That's why I keep crying out to people.
Amen. And again, I this makes people angry, and I don't really care. I can't help it. Everybody voted for Trump. That he was going to save the world. It's going to save the country. He's going to make America great again. But no one was crying repentance. And I say no one. The masses weren't crying for repentance. And all we got was another joker in office. Folks, I'm telling the truth. Well, he's better than Biden. Folks, that isn't the point. Both of them led on the same road, just different directions at one time. Back at the break, a lot more. Plus your phone calls, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to NaManna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NaManna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, we are back, and we're glad you're with us tonight. The phone line's open if you want to call and talk to me and David. Love to have you, 844-769-2944. I love to talk to men like David Heavener. We're on the same wavelength. We understand what's going on. He's doing all he can, every way he knows how, to reach people. Folks, I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but I can't be anything but tell, I can't do anything but tell the truth. America, I think, has crossed the line for salvation for the nation, but we haven't for the people. We still have individuals who are seeking for the truth, and our job is to go out and show the light to, in darkened places, looking for the few that will come to the light. Now, let me tell you right now, most people will stone you because you shed the light on them, but there'll be some who want to hear the truth and stand for the truth and be with you. So don't give up on that end. Fight for what's right. Fight like you're going to win this thing tomorrow, and I mean that. But have faith that our Father's going to be in charge no matter what happens. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Just because it looks like we're outnumbered, I have to tell you something. God and one of us is more than all of them. Actually, God is more than all of them. He doesn't need us at all. We're here, though, to serve Him. So understand that. And if you want to share anything with us tonight, you feel free to call at 844-769-2944. And David, I know that you know as much or more than I do what's happening behind the scenes. We were talking during the break about Russ Dizdar. I know this may sound corny, David, but just the other day, I took his number off my phone. To me, that was like, you know, finally closing the book, because I knew Russ for years. He spoke a couple of our seminars, and he did many radio programs with us. And I miss Russ very deeply. He was a man that you could honor God and did his best to teach the Word of God and reach people. But we have to understand we're losing people like that every day. I mean, over the last few years, I knew Joyce Riley, and I knew Derry Brownfield, and Stan Monteith, and a bunch of them worked with over the years. And they went on home now. We're left on the battlefield. And I don't see a whole lot of new warriors standing up to go with us down this road. Now, I know maybe God has something in the wings I haven't seen yet, but I haven't seen a whole lot of Russ's caliber stand up yet. Have you?
No, I haven't. I consider Russ a general. We have. We've lost, Irvin Baxter, he was a friend of mine. I entered the interviews on him, lost him to COVID. Rob Skiba lost him to COVID. He was one of the last interviews. I was one of the last interviews he ever did. These are people that are willing to stand up and take the hits, even in the face of adversity. And most of the hits and the adversity comes from the religious community. You know, we get it our own, not really from the world. But what's happening now is God, I believe, is calling up a whole new generation of generals and fighter pilots. I consider myself a fighter pilot. If we're talking about God's army, Pastor Butch, I would say that you're a fighter pilot. I am. Now, my wife, she's a medic. You know, I'll kill the enemy, and she'll try to bring him back to life. You know, she's got a heart of gold. But she's part of God's army. You know, then you got your cooks. So you have different people that do different things in God's army. But what's happening now is I'm watching, seeing some young people come in, and God is calling now some young people to fill the places of these fighter pilots, which we desperately need on the front lines because there's too many cooks and medics in the church and not enough fighter pilots. So if there's any pilots out there that are not manning your post, I'm calling all pilots right now to get in the cockpit and take off because we got to go after the enemy and bring them down.
That's very true. That is very true. And the enemy is definitely not a hard target to see. They're all around us. And I heard somebody one time say, the best thing about being surrounded, you shoot in any direction, you got to hit something. Well, we're surrounded, folks. We are. I mean, we're seeing the enemy increase around us all over the place. Again, do not walk in fear. Our God is with us, and we will win this thing in the end. I read the last chapter, but we're in a war now, folks. We've been in World War III in this nation, spiritually speaking, for a long time, and the church as a whole has retreated and retreated and retreated and compromised and compromised and compromised and tolerated to the point it ceases being the Church of Christ and become the Church of the world. The 501c3 corporations are not churches of God, folks. They're not. They're not. And I'm going to say this and move on. I said before, David, I'll say this. You know in the scriptures that in Rome's time, you can worship any god you want to, as long as once a year you burn incense to Caesar. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Well, you know what the church do once a year in this country? I know. I used to do it myself. They have a business meeting once a year and tell Caesar what their assets are and ask for a tax break the following year. That's burning incense to Caesar. So who actually owns them, runs that church, Caesar or Christ?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a business.
It is a business. And, folks, that's why I'm saying you're not going to a church if they do that. If they have trustees, that's not a church. A church does not need trustees. Christ is the head of the church, not government. We don't pay taxes to Caesar because he is not the head of this. He is not the head of the body of Christ. At one time in this country, folks, you didn't have a 501c3 exemption because the churches were automatically immune. But Johnson, back in 1954, said, I'm going to fix the churches for what they tried to do to me. And he had the IRS give them a break and say, you can be tax exempt. They're already tax immune, but they were too ignorant to know the truth. It bound us up in this chains for a long time. But anyway, go ahead and show what's on your mind, Dave. We'll take a phone call or two.
Well, you know what really is on my mind is censorship. Some of the platforms I'm on, I do a Monday night live show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If people want to tune in, then go to davidhebner.tv or then go to YouTube or Facebook. And I have a whole list of things now, Pastor Butch, that I cannot say. In other words, I'm censored. And they're not bad things. They're only dangerous things to the enemy. Okay? I have to call the vaccine, the jab. There's slang words we got to use. Mm-hmm. This is Germany, 1938, before the Holocaust. So now what's on my mind is censorship, and they do it very slowly so that we don't understand that we're being censored. You know, we just say, well, there's certain things you can't say. And that's why I started. God said, go start davidhebner.tv. I started that. It's Roku, Amazon, Apple. We're on a lot of different platforms, but the platforms we're on, I can say anything I want. So
at 8 o'clock, we unplug from the platforms I can't be honest with. I can't tell 100% the truth, and we just go underground, and we say the truth. So that if anybody's interested, if they want to go to davidhebner.tv and sign up, we got 10 channels, you know, like Prophecy Channel, the Money Channel, God's Money Channel, Health and Survival Channel, and Saving Babies Channel, and just a lot of different channels. But my point is this, is that folks, as time goes on, we're all being censored. Therefore, you're being censored to hear the truth. That's why you have to go to shows like Pastor Butch. You got to go places, you know, like me, and you got to seek out people that are willing to tell the truth.
You know, to prove this point, and this has been, I've been on the radio this March, I make 29 years. When my first year and a half on radio back in 90, started March 93, a year or so later, I'm guessing, I called on my radio show, and I was only on one station then. It was a big 50,000-mile station here near where I live. And I called a federal witness of what he was, a low-down scum-sucking dog. That's what I called on the radio. Do you know that I was called before a federal grand jury? I didn't even know the man personally. I just know what he did to a friend of mine. I knew what he did to several friends of mine. And they called me before a federal grand jury, tried to indict me on threatening a federal witness that they hadn't even met. Thank goodness that out of the 18 people on the grand jury, about 8 or 10 of them knew who it was by the radio broadcast. So they didn't get me on that one. But I've been interviewed by the FBI 3 times, and just for preaching what I preach on the radio, and telling the truth of what's coming down the road. And that's been a while back. Maybe I'm backslidden. Nobody's bothered me for a long time. But that's how much I'm monitored. And if I'm monitored, as little as I am, as little ministers we have, you can imagine what you're into. And they want more than anything to catch us in something that they can charge us with. And I do know this too, David. If they want to charge us, they'll find something. They'll find where you embezzle money, or they'll find child porn on your computer. They'll find what they want to do to get you if they want to. You know that. They can do that. They've done it in the past, haven't they?
Yeah, well, because we're dealing with, it's spiritual warfare. You know, Scripture says we battle not flesh and blood. We're battling principalities, powers in high places, dark powers, okay? And so we have to understand that we're dealing with Satan, enemy, demons. They're all around us.
Amen.
So we can only serve one master. You can't serve two. And that's why it's so important for people to understand that being quiet is being lukewarm. And what did Jesus say about being lukewarm? He said, I'd rather for you to be hot or cold. But instead, you're lukewarm, so I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Well, he didn't tell people if you're cold, he's going to vomit out of your mouth. So it's so important this day and time, Pastor, that people listen to God's voice, the Holy Spirit, and then they speak when they're supposed to speak and say what they're supposed to say. If you just do that, a lot will change very quickly.
Well, Matthew 10, Christ warned us that if we deny him before men, and that means by keeping silent sometimes too, that he denies before his Father in heaven. That's a very serious accusation. And I just did a teaching this past weekend. You might want to go online. I'd like to have your opinion on it. I did a teaching this past Saturday. Destroying the Temple is the name of the title. Destroying the Temple. It's about the jab and the mark of the beast. I'd like for you to watch that. It's an hour long. Now, like your opinion on, you can find me, just type in my name, Pastor Butch Paul. You'll come up on Brighteon and some other places. There's about 3 or 4 different platforms on now. I'd like for you to watch that, Dave, if you have time. Tell me what you think of, because I think it's very important that we understand what they're doing to us. They're literally changing our DNA and taking the name of God out of our DNA. The name Yahweh is spelled out in your DNA. Now, folks, that's a fact. But this is taken out and replaced by something. And Revelation 13 says that we'll take his name or the number of his name. I wonder if that cannot be, because your DNA is a digital sequence. What are we doing here, people? Think about this. This is vitally important to understand this. I'm off people on the audience the DVD on this, because it's so important. And the name Omicron for the new variant, David, is much more than a name of a disease. You have to understand where it comes from and how it's used. And I just put out, I'm putting out an offer in a paper written by Mike Adams. I'm sure you know who Mike Adams is, right?
I know the name. I don't know details of what he does.
Well, he's a radio talk show host, and his information is almost impeccable. Hardly ever makes a mistake. It makes anything they can't substantiate. But he said in this article, if we don't stop this vaccine now, up to 10 million people a day will be dying worldwide because of vaccines in the very near future. As you know, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, said they want the world's population down to meet the Georgia Guidestones, which once said the world population should not be more than 500 million. So they want to kill 7.5 billion people in the face of the earth. This bioweapon they're using right now is what they're using to do this. And they're destroying the economy with it. They're tearing apart homes and churches with this COVID virus. This is what's happening right now as we speak. Anything you want to add to that? And we'll take some phone calls. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. The thing is, people say, David, why are you spreading fear porn? Why are you so negative? And I go, what are you talking about? I said, I'm joyful. I'm spreading the good news. You want to see something that's awful and something that's dark? Read what's going to happen. Read what's coming down the road. Don't look at me and say, I'm spreading joy. Why? Because I'm spreading the peace.
Amen.
Peace.
Hope.
God.
Hope.
Christ.
Hope.
Hope. Hope. That's right.
If you want to see fear porn, people, look online what murder and babies is all about. We murder 75 million babies in our country in the womb. That is fear porn. And it should scare us. It should scare the hell out of us. I'm saying that literally. I know what's wrong with the church. They want to hide their face against this stuff and act like it's not going on. They want to pretend like nothing's happening, David. We're in warfare here. In warfare, there is blood and carnage. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. We're spiritual warfare here, and we have allowed on our watch 75 million babies to be slaughtered. Do you think a righteous God doesn't know that, folks? You think he doesn't see that? And the cowardness of the church? Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. Hello, Mr. Hessinger. You said you wrote songs for Marty Robbins. What did you write for Marty Robbins?
Some of the songs I wrote that were hit songs, now you have to be my age to remember them, but there was a guy named Billy Crash Craddock. I wrote A Real Cowboy for Billy Crash Craddock. I wrote Love to Love You for Christy Lane. I wrote almost all the songs that the Hagers sang on Hee Haw. And I wrote a lot of songs for Marty. I wrote for his publishing company. He recorded a lot of my stuff as demos. I never had a hit with Marty, but I did work for him, and I wrote a lot of songs for him.
Well, the demos are now probably out on albums, aren't they?
No.
Marty Robbins.
When you have a publishing company, you do a lot of demos on, you know, a lot of different songs.
Yeah, and they've taken those demos, or some artists, like Elvis, they've taken his demos and put them out on an album, his demos, the lost songs. They haven't done that with Marty Robbins?
Well, yeah. You sound like you're somebody from Nashville, because only certain people know about things like that.
No, I'm not from Nashville.
Are you a songwriter?
No, I'm not a Nashville. I'm not a songwriter. What I am is a fan, a country music fan, way back.
Yeah. Oh,
way back.
Okay.
My dad was. So I heard his albums and all that. But
God bless you.
Thank you. I was just looking at your website, and actually it's David Hessinger, Last Evangelist TV. It's where I found it at. I couldn't find David Hessinger.tv. It's David Hessinger, The Last Evangelist TV.
Yeah, well, you can always get in contact with me with davidhevener.tv, or you can just go to lastevangelist.com and find out what's going on, too.
Okay. I looked you up. I looked you up, and Pastor, you said that Russia and the U.S. are shooting at each other?
They're having air wars. That's what I was told by some very good sources, yes.
Because Russia's going into Kazakhstan by invitation. To be peacekeeper.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
It's heating up.
North Korea.
Matthew 24.
North Korea shot a rocket off, and just all kinds of fun going on. There's we need prayers for our guys that are being shot at in Syria. They're protecting an oil field. they're being shot at tonight. All that stuff, all of it.
Okay. We're heading for a rough time. I know we are, Jan, but we've asked for it for years. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jan. And, folks, you can call if you want to. If you still got a little bit of time left, 844-769-2944. Now, very quickly, give us, again, another little overview of the evangelist and what happens to the main character whenever he's converted.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, Pastor, is you never know the moment of conversion, because the script takes you through the story through the eyes of the character, of how he sees what the enemy's doing. And the enemy is almost responsible for him knowing who God is. Okay? Now, after he makes this particular bust and it goes bad and people get hurt, actually die, he hears a voice from heaven and he's holding his ears and he can't stand to hear the voice. Who are you? Who are you? And the voice says, just like to Paul, why are you persecuting my people? Well, one person might say, well, it's at that point that he knew God, right? He had an encounter with God, but as he goes through the script, just like we go through life, we get to know God more and more. It's a continual growth, you know? And so that's his encounter. His encounter is all of these different things. And I try to keep it real. You know, a lot of Christian movies make it just holy. You know, they're floating on, walking on water and doing stuff people can't really relate to, using a lot of religious lingo. I try to stay real with this, where it's just like a regular guy. I call it a Christian crime drama. It's real. You know, people go, wow, this is actually real. I mean, it's real, you know. So as people in these days to come, this 2022, as they run into these different things we're going to encounter, they're going to have to make choices, just like the character in Last Evangelist. You either make the choice to serve one master or the other. And my character keeps saying, I don't like this master, pointing to Satan. He says, I'm looking to the other master. So he wants to know God even more based upon the fact he has a hatred for Satan, if that makes any sense.
And I don't want you to give the whole plot away, but did he didn't realize he was serving Satan in the beginning again, obviously.
No, because he was part of what they call the one world religious system, where everybody was a Christian.
Right, right.
You know, or
just
everybody,
like Paul was,
kinda, not everybody's a Christian, but everybody is a spiritual person, right? Just like Constantine,
right.
300 A.D. after Christ's death, brought together a unity religion, and he's responsible for all the perversion that's going on now with Christmas and Easter and all that. Well, now they brought together a one-world religious system where they brought all the, you know, Muslims, Mormons, Christianity, it's all, so you're cool if, and it's a fad if you're, you know, if you talk about God, but it has to be general, and it's not the real God, you know. Well, he understands that's counterfeit, because God reveals himself to this guy, and so he gets to actually hear God's voice. And so at that point, he starts looking at Satan and going, well, you're not real. I don't like what you're saying. You know, he starts asking questions. And isn't this true, Pastor, that we all do this? We all come to a point, there's a fork in the road, where we know which way we're supposed to go, and we have to make that choice of going the right way, even though it's a smaller road and more bumpy. But a lot of times, we want to take the big highway where everybody else, you
sure.
know, it's easy.
Sure.
And that's human nature, right? But not anymore. 2022, like you said, people are going to have to start taking that rough road if they want to make it to heaven.
Well, we are told in the scriptures that things will get really tough in the church, and even in Revelation 13, we're told that the beast was given power to overcome the saints, and folks, that isn't pleasant, but it's Bible. We're going to face Satan's wrath. We will not face our God's wrath. We'll not face that at all. That's a final wrath on all. But we will face Satan's wrath because he hates all mankind, but he hates the true believers more than anybody else. He did everything in his power to keep Christ from coming in the first place. He polluted the line of man up till the time of Noah. And if Noah hadn't been pure in his generations, Christ couldn't have come and be the Savior. He did his best to shut it down all the way through. And I'm convinced, folks, that he's not finished yet trying to kill the seed of Christ in this earth. The battles are going to increase. The pressure is going to increase. If you don't grow in strength and faith, it's going to be really rough this next year and on beyond that. You know, Brother David, I don't be morbid at all, but I read the last chapter. We went. I have a joy in my heart that the world can take away, but that doesn't mean that I look forward to to persecution. I'm not that kind of person. No one looks forward to going to jail or being persecuted. Even Christ didn't. In the garden, he prayed, "Father, if it's possible, I don't want to do this, but Your will be done, not mine." That should be our prayer too, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, that should be our prayer. And it's happening, Pastor. There's people, I told my wife, I said, you know, we're going to be in heaven looking around, seeing people we're very surprised to see there, and yet we're going to be looking for people we thought would be there, and we can't find them.
Well, that's a true statement. It's sad, but it's true. And I know when you told the church you started pastoring that there'd be a lot of them there that were not going to make it. They were sitting back there kind of aghast, and their jaws hitting the floor. I've done the same thing before when I told, and I said one time at that church service that there are two kinds of stealing. You can steal with a gun, or you can steal with an ink pen and lie about your disabilities and draw a check. Either way, you're stealing, and thieves don't go to heaven. And I made some enemies that day, brother. I didn't, you know, what can I say? A thief is a thief, no matter how they steal it. So Christ doesn't compromise just because it makes us feel better. His word doesn't change. It doesn't change. And that's one thing we have to realize, people. We're facing a time coming up when men like David plays in a movie are going to come looking for you. And they're going to arrest you and persecute you if you stand for Christ. If that isn't to scare you, that's to prepare you. David, down about the last minute or so, what do you want to say in closing?
I want to say, folks, we've got to legalize Jesus. It's time to make Jesus legal. And what does that mean? That means it's God's law. You know, people say, well, Jesus is legal. You're talking about China. No, I'm not talking about China. I'm talking about here. I'm talking about if you really stand up for Jesus, you know, you'll find out how legal Jesus is. So, by the way, this is not a plug, but if somebody wants a legalized Jesus T-shirt, I'll give them one. They can just text the word CHOSEN to 91999 or go to davidhebner.tv/give. I want everybody to have a legalized Jesus T-shirt. So anyway, we've got to stand on God's word, and we have to be bold, and we've got to be brave. That's my word.
Just that simple. That simple. That clear and that simple. And Dave, it's been a pleasure having you on the broadcast tonight. Again, tell you pretty happy we said hello, and I look forward to talking to you in the very near future. How's that?
Hey, thank you, Pastor Butch. God bless you.
Talk to you soon, my friend. I'll be looking forward to your series coming out. Let me know when it's there because I want to advertise it for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
All right. Folks, we're being off tomorrow between 9 and 4, like I said. We're expecting a pretty rough storm tomorrow, so we may not be here all day. Depends on how much snow we get tomorrow afternoon, so keep that in mind. And we ask you to pray for us as we continue in this battle. Support us if you can, my friends. We want to keep reaching people all that we can, as fast as we can. 2022 is not going to be a very pleasant year at all. And I'm not saying that to make you scared. I'm saying that so you will seek our Father and seek His face and seek His strength and His will for our lives. And please include me in that because I'm a mere mortal. I don't like what I see coming, but I must stand for the truth. I must stand for the truth and not deny my Savior if I expect to make it through this. So let's all stand together, pray for one another. Let's be what we're supposed to be on earth. Let's be as Christ was. Be a light unto the world. And to be a enemy of our enemy. So no one has to guess whose side we're on. All right. I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. We got a great lineup for next week, so don't miss it. See you tomorrow in the office. Good night. Satan's army roams the land.